song and Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nelly.
And the name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And the first book in the New Testament in the Bible.
You got me.
Or who were the evangelists?
You're really getting into something I don't know much about.
Well, there's Saint Mark and who else? Saint.
Well, I know I could name a few saints, but as to which ones they were, I don't know.
What's a saint's name that begins with an M?
Well, it's Mark, Matthew.
Okay. And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not very good at preaching, what might you call him?
Gosh, I don't know.
What about a carpenter who's not very good at building?
I don't know a particular name for that.
Did you ever use the term jackleg or jackleg?
Oh, yeah, that's right, jackleg.
What does jackleg mean?
Well, somebody who just, doesn't have much skill, he might do it. He might try to build something or repair something, but it would just be a minimal effort. It would be sloppy and kind of unprofessional when it was finished.
Would you use that term about a preacher? Jackleg preacher?
No, I don't think so.
And the name of the wife of Abraham? Or a girl's name that starts with an S?
Sarah.
Okay. And a boy nicknamed Bill, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle Bill?
Or the full name?
Uncle William.
Okay. And if your father had a brother by your name, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
And the highest rank in the army?
General.
And what's the next rank beneath general?
Well, you mean something besides a general?
Yeah.
A colonel.
And person in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Do you ever hear that word used in other situations, like calling the person you work for a captain? Or black calling white captain?
Yeah, a cap. Cap is what I've heard, always heard. Yeah, that's pretty common.
Blacks or whites or just anybody?
Well, the whites. White people use that a lot, I think. Cap. Cap is a kind of an Irish Channel expression. Cap. They might. Oh yeah.
Just joking.
Yeah, just joking. Yeah.
The person who presides over the court is the
judge.
And a woman who works in an office and
secretary. Secretary, receptionist.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be an
actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is
American.
And say if you've gotten someone some medicine, you go in and see it's still by their bed, you say, why haven't you
taken it?
And they say, I already
took it.
And in another hour, I'll
take some more.
And if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go
ask somebody else.
So then I went and
asked somebody else.
And they say, you're the second person who's
asked me.
And I might ask you if you know a person. You say, well, I don't know him, but I
know of him.
Or I've what of him?
I've heard of him.
What about I've heard tell of him?
No, I wouldn't think of that. I've heard the phrase heard tell, but I wouldn't think of it. I'd heard tell would, I don't know what it means. I have heard it, though.
And say if there's a loud noise, I'd ask you, did you
make that loud noise?
Or did you
hear it?
You'd say, yes, I
heard it.
And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I what all the time?
I do it all the time.
And if you want to ask me whether he does that, you'd ask me.
Does he do it all the time?